It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Wednesday evening, we welcome you in. It is time for another edition of Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. We have a very busy program going to be coming up. A handful of guests going to be on the show this evening. That includes Bernie Miklas in about 10 minutes. We'll talk with him about a lot of Blues talk. We'll get a few other things in there as well. Speaking of the Blues, Drew Bannister spoke with the media after practice earlier today. We'll hear some of what he had to say. A bit of a surprise, Robert Thomas was back practicing today, but it certainly does not sound like that really means anything in terms of when we might see him back playing in games. Hockey Amy Markscores is going to join us to talk Blues in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll talk some SLU women's soccer with their head coach, Katie Shields, in the 7 o'clock hour, as well as the SLU ladies get ready for their run in the NCAA tournament, which will begin on Friday night when they play host to Kansas. I am going to do my best to not just get completely unhinged when it comes to the St. Louis Blues. Because I am so incredibly frustrated. I honestly can't, you know, we've seen some bad stuff from the Cardinals in the last couple years, mainly 2 years ago. I cannot think of a time that I was more frustrated with a single team in the St. Louis area than what I am right now with this St. Louis Blues team. Because part of the problem is I don't know what their pathway out of all this is. They can keep doing the same thing. They can keep saying the same thing. They've been saying the same thing for 2 years, maybe even longer than that. And they've now lost 3 in a row. Was the effort better last night after an 8-1 loss against the Capitals on Saturday? Was the effort better yesterday against the Bruins? Yeah, of course it was. We knew it was going to be better. That's not a surprise at all. But up by a 2-0 score in the third period, and they cannot put together a good final 20 minutes where they can protect a 2-goal lead, and they end up losing by a 3-2 score. And then what do we hear after the game? To a man, every single guy is talking about the fact that they were tentative and they weren't aggressive and they were playing back on their heels and all those things in the third period. What? You have a chance to right the ship, show that what happened against the Capitals was just a blip, and then you go out and do that. This Blues team has allowed 8 third-period goals in the last 2 games. 8 third-period goals in the last 2 games. I can't think that has happened very many times in the history of this organization. Oh, yeah, by the way, going into the game, Boston, they had been outscored 16-5 in the third period this year. They stink in the third period. And they outscored the Blues 3-0. They essentially almost doubled their third period goal total for the entire season in one game. They like 40% more. The Bruins, they were 0-7-0 this season when trailing after 2. So it's not even a team that has come back. They are not a comeback team. and the Blues playing on their home ice, coming off a terrible loss with all the pressure in the world on them. What do? They go out and they give up 3 third period goals and they lose. And I need to stop. Like, this is one of these times where the fact that this is my job is maybe not good for me, because I can't stop thinking about this, and I can't stop getting more and more and more frustrated about it, because I'm not hearing anything that's different. Like, Daniel Esteve and I joked about it yesterday when we had him on the program, that when Drew Bannister spoke to the media on Monday, the first media session after that 8-1 loss, and what they worked on in practice, he just wanted to talk about line changes. Line changes? That's what he wanted to talk about? Like, that's you had players in the locker room on Saturday night and basically accusing other players in the room of quitting. Of just quitting. It was one of the single worst performances you had ever seen from the Blues in a single period. And they come back for their first practice, and Drew Bannister wants to talk about line changes. Okay. Like, Blues fans need more than that. They need to hear more than that. And it's just more of the same stuff. I'm going to play a bunch of what Drew Bannister had to say earlier today. Hey, you know what? Am I being wrong? Am I being too critical? If text in 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. The bottom line on all of this, and this is the silver lining of it, they are 7-9-0. They haven't dug themselves really into a hole. If they can find a way to, you know, right the proverbial ship, they can get things going once again, and the season can still be what we were kind of hoping for the season to be, a team that contends for a playoff spot, is fairly competitive, has, you know, some interesting players on it that maybe do some interesting things. Like, that's what you're looking for. Nobody was looking at this team to be a Stanley Cup winner this year, but going out there and being competitive, not giving games away, not getting tentative in the third period when you're up by 2-0, not giving up 5 goals in the third period like they did 2 games ago, like, not doing those things, that's what we're looking for. And they can still get to that place because, again, thankfully, A, because of Jordan Binnington and what he's been able to do this year, and then B, the fact that they had those comeback wins right at the beginning of the season and were able to win 4 of their first 6, those two things combined have put this team into a position where they've not dug a hole really at all. They're 2 games below 500. I am in no way, shape, or form concerned about their record. I'm not even concerned about the wins and losses right now. I want to see some other things. If they would have lost last night's game, but not lost it in the fashion that they lost it, this would be a very different narrative. This would be a very different tone of this show today. But instead, they go tentative and they give up 3 third period goals and end up losing. It's so incredibly frustrating. So yeah, if you got thoughts on it, feel free to text in 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air. Bernie Miklas joins us in just a moment or so. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Our conversations with Bernie Miklas are sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, and we do welcome Bernie Miklas onto the program for his weekly conversation here on Sports Open Line. Bernie, always appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. Always great to be with you. And we look forward to doing a... When's our gas house gang tomorrow? Is it tomorrow or Friday?
I've got you Friday. I think you're with Wheeler tomorrow. Does that sound right?
Yeah, at noon. So we're looking forward to that the next couple days.
I need you to maybe walk me off the plank here, or maybe you're going to be right there with me. I am so incredibly frustrated about this Blues team. They lose that game 8-1. They come back. All they want to do is talk about line changes. Then they have a lead yesterday, and then they start playing tentative hockey for some unknown reason, and they give up 3 third-period goals. Like, I should not be this frustrated about a team this early on in the season when they're only 2 games under 500, yet here I am.
Well, they're trending so poorly, and they've had so many embarrassing losses. I mean, as you mentioned, a couple of 8-1 losses, but also just letting a 2-0 lead slip away last night going into the third period. And listen, Boston's a name brand, and much respect to them, but I was looking at their numbers today. That's not a real high-scoring team. It really isn't this year. And yet they give up 3 goals to the Bruins last night and lose that game. And I think, and I mentioned this when I was on with Kevin Wheeler and Dave Glover today, what has me frustrated and just flat out tired out, basically, is that this has been going on for years where we kind of, it's like the same narratives are repeated over and over and over again. You know, we got to play for each other. We got to play harder. We got to play 60 minutes. We got to play a full ice game. You know, we got to play hard in every zone. We need more intensity. We need to get the puck in deep. We need to, capture it, get it in deep, just keep getting in deep. And, then last night, in the third quarter, we kind of laid back. We sat back. We weren't aggressive. We didn't attack. And like the coach and 3 or 4 players said that over and over and over again. And like I mentioned earlier today, if you're behind the bench or you're one of the team leaders and you see that there's trouble brewing because you're not on the offensive and you are being too placid, you're not going on the attack, you're kind of sitting back and going into a shell. Isn't that the reason why you have coaches? You say, hey, boys, time out here. Why are we laying back? Man, we got to keep pressing the action here. We can't just sit back and kind of make it easy for them to come into our zone. We got to be more assertive. Like, isn't that what coaching's all about? And isn't that what leadership's all about? See, that's the thing with me. It just irritates me. I mean, I didn't expect them to be a great, great team this year. But it's sort of the same show. It's the same movie over and over and over again. And then you have to listen to the soundtrack after these games where they say the same stuff over and over and over again. And nobody fixes it.
I'm not a fire the coach guy. I'm not a hot take guy. That's not who I am. But I do wonder... When you've got a core group of players that got a Stanley Cup winning coach fired, and the character is something that has been brought up over the last 2 years, I do wonder, is bringing up a minor league coach, and we've talked about it on the baseball side of things. Like, both of us have no issues with first year managers and things like that, but I do continue to wonder, was Drew Bannister the right guy to lead this kind of group based off maybe the character issues that might exist?
No, that's totally fair. I thought that Bannister, and I know you feel this way, I think he did enough to warrant a shot. I did think there was an expectation, or maybe anticipation's a better word, that, Doug Armstrong was going to, in effect, let's face it, shop for something better if someone like Jim Montgomery, for example, became available, which he did not. And, Armstrong would have gone to maybe a more established coach, but he wasn't too fired up about what he saw, evidently, and he thought that Bannister did a good enough job. But listen, you nailed it. If these players, and most of them are still here, if they were able to get Craig Berube fired, if I'm going to be cynical about it, because I'm like you, I don't want to see Bannister fired anytime early this season. But let me be cynical about it. If you can get the only coach in the history of the franchise to win a Stanley Cup, you can get him fired. Well, Drew Bannister, it's going to be really, 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 really easy to get him fired. You know, you don't even have to work at it, and that's the point. They're not working. But seriously, that's going to be an easy chore to get him fired after you get Craig Berube fired, right?
Yeah, no, you're I mean, the only thing going against it is time, because you're not going to fire a guy in his first month of the full-time job.
Right, and they what bothers me, and listen, I know Robert Thomas is a really good player. I mean, you know, he's our best playmaker and all that, and he's really developed the last couple of years into a kind of a next-level guy. And listen, man, I'm not saying it was going to be easy without him, but I also don't want to hear that excuse, because they weren't exactly scoring a bunch of goals, and they weren't distinguishing themselves offensively when he was still in the lineup. Same with Philip Roberg, you know, although those two guys clearly give them a more capable offense, but the Blues offense has just died. And there's really no reason for this. I mean, this Pavel Buchnevich playing center is maybe one of the worst ideas I've ever seen covering Blues hockey. And I love Buchnevich. He's just not a center, though, right? His scoring is dried up. He can't win faceoffs. He's out of position. To me, this seems like a really simple fix, even if there's not, you don't have an ideal set of centermen with Robert Thomas out. But how is sending Buchnevich out there to fail and to, like, lose, you know, 70%, 65% of the faceoffs? How's that helping the team? And then Kyrou, you just never know who's going to show up from night to night. Or even if he's playing well, you've got to hold your breath and say, well, he's going to make some dumb play, or he's going to turn it over any minute now. You know, you can't trust him entirely. I think he's been playing long enough to where he should have established more reliability, and you're not so nervous about him making some, like, rookie-like mistakes. Do you agree?
No, 100%. 100% agree with everything you just said. And it's going to be interesting to see what they look like when they come off this next road trip, because this is, I feel like they're at an intersection right now, and who knows where it's going to go. Want to get a little baseball with you before we get out of here. The reports are that the Phillies are looking to trade Alec Boehm. The Phillies have been connected to Alex Bregman, but there's going to obviously be a Nolan Arenado connection here. We've discussed the places where it makes sense for Arenado to end up, and the Phillies, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Astros, and then if the Dodgers were to do something crazy to make room for him, we've talked about them. But I think from a Cardinal standpoint, it is interesting that the Phillies evidently are not happy with Boehm and they're looking to upgrade.
Well, Boehm is an intriguing guy because he was 27 this past year, and I think he's got 25 and 26 left before he can become a free agent. And I'm looking at him. I mean, I know they got down on him, and I'm just sitting here without knowing the context of why they're down on him. But, I mean, he had an OPS plus last year of 117. That's pretty good. He slugged .448. That's pretty good. His on-base percentage was respectable. His batting average was .280. He's a guy that doesn't strike out a lot. He had 86 strikeouts, 15 homers, nearly 100 RBIs. I mean, that seems like a player that would fit into your lineup for a couple of years. But. The only drawback is if you truly want to see Nolan Gorman play third base, you truly want to see what's going to transpire there if you trade Arenado. Well, if you bring in Alec Boehm as part of that deal, hypothetically, well, then Nolan Gorman's not going to be given a long look or an extensive look at third base. It's just not going to happen. And meanwhile, they're all piled up with second basemen, as you know. Donovan, Sejacy, Weatherholt's going to be on the way soon. Of course, Gorman. So in the near, currently, and then in the near future, pretty near future, you know, you got like four second basemen, and I know Donovan can move around, but you're overloaded with second basemen. So that's one drawback of making a trade that would involve Arenado to the Phillies with Boehm in return. These things are fun to talk about, though. Don't get me wrong, but there's a little bit of a downside. It clogs up. You don't have third base open, and I think a lot of people one of the reasons to trade Arenado is you wanted to open it up to see if that's Gorman's destiny.
But it doesn't even have to be Bohm coming back. You could do a three-way deal. Bohm could just go somewhere else. I mean, if the Phillies go work out a deal for Arenado, they can go trade Bohm to whoever they want to trade him to. So, I'm not for – and you know what? Maybe in a way, if it does turn into a three-way deal, you can find a way to get a little bit more for Arenado, because we know three-way deals, you can get creative in there, where maybe you're receiving a prospect from that third team involved.
And I think, you're right, and that's such a great point about Bohm. He doesn't mean he's ticketed to St. Louis, and I'm being a little silly there assuming that, so thank you for that. But I think any Arenado deal is going to have to involve some money going the other way. I don't know how much. It's basically $74 million left if you take away the $10 million that the Rockies will be paying, $5 million in each of the next 2 years. So $74 million, I mean, that's not a prohibitive amount, especially if the Cardinals are willing to pick up some of the tab on that. But that's obviously going to be one of the issues. The other issue is all these front offices, they're so much smarter now. They know how to identify age-related decline. They know exactly what to look for. They know they have all their internal metrics that they can look to. So how much reluctance will there be? About Arenado's age-related decline? That's another question.
If Cardinals fans, I would argue, would be rooting for Arenado to go to the Phillies, because the Phillies love to spend money, Bernie. They love to throw money around. So if there's a team out there that's going to be more willing to take on that salary and you still get something good back for Arenado, it might just be the Phillies.
Yeah, and Alex Bregman makes a lot of money too. I mean, it's not like $30 million a year. He's about $20 million or so? Maybe a little more than that. So that's another potential trade partner. Arenado, if he's going to resurrect his power, he'd get a big boost playing at Minute Maid Park. And the other thing is that financially, I'm not going to say it's like an even trade-off salary for salary, but it's in the ballpark. It's close.
You need to be subscribed to Bernie's YouTube channel. It's at The Bernie Show. So youtube.com/@TheBernieShow, the at sign, not A-T, at The Bernie Show. One or two videos being produced on a daily basis, 30, 35, 40 minutes, getting in-depth on great topics. You'll really enjoy it. And Bernie, of course, your appearances here on KMOX, always being brought to you by your friends over at Saliga.
Saliga Heating and Cooling, and I am proud to represent that wonderful family. You know, there's four generations of Saligas that have owned this business and operated it. Dan Saliga is the fourth, and he's upheld those high standards because, listen, I come from a family where my grandparents started their own business, and it was in the family a long, 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 long time, and all the kids worked there and the grandkids. And I tell you what, you pull up to my grandparents' business back in the day, and you see your big last name on the signs, or you see it on the truck, and it just means more to you. It really does, because you know you got to go in there and do a great job because your family name is on the business. And that same dynamic is in place with Saliga Heating and Cooling. And of course, they're an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. They've been serving this community since 1927. And the Saliga name does mean something because, again, they've established a wonderful business with its high standards. It's got a reputation for integrity, honesty, knowledge, professionalism. They will help you find cheaper solutions. They'll always play it straight with you. There's no fast talk. There's no hustle. 100% high grades, the highest grades for integrity. So they can do residential work, commercial work, all makes and models, repairs, updates. And they can install that new American Standard equipment if you need that. If it gets to that point where you need new equipment, they have American Standard for you. So one more time, you go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com to check out everything they have, SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com, all their services. You'll see the phone number there, but I'll give it to you, 314-481-7333. Thank you.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. If you want to chime in on the state of the St. Louis Blues, we welcome your text messages in at 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. You can also leave a voice message if you are listening on the Odyssey app. You can just sit there and click the little microphone button and leave us a voice message, and we can play that as well. So Drew Bannister spoke with the media earlier today. A couple notes about what happened at practice today. First off, Somewhat of a surprise, Robert Thomas was on the ice. Now, this doesn't really mean anything in terms of his, when he'll be available, but he's at least healthy enough to get on the ice and skate a bit. So that is a good step forward. There's still no timeline on when he's going to be back. The Blues also announced today that they have recalled defenseman Leo Loof from their AHL affiliate, the Springfield Thunderbirds. So let's go through what some of what Drew Bannister had to say today. First off, the big news, Thomas being on the ice, getting some skating in today, what that means for this team here moving forward.
It was great to see him on the ice, you know, and, you know, I think he was excited to be, he wants to be with the team, you know, he wants to get on the ice, and I think the guys were excited to see him, and maybe a little bit surprised, too, that he was out on the ice with us, but I thought he looked good, and, you know, obviously there's no timeline with his injury, but it's good to see him out on the ice with us, for sure.
Will he go on the trip to skate, or keep
I think he's going to come on the ice, or come on the trip with us, and, you know, give him, I think he wants to be around the team. Like he's been away a little bit rehabbing his injury, and I think he wants to be with the team, which is great to see.
Just listening to him on the radio the other day and now seeing him out here today, obviously not putting any sort of timetable.
Yeah.
Sounds like it went as well as could be expected, right?
I think when talking to Tomer, I think he feels real good about where he is right now, and like you said, probably better than expected, but again, there's no timetable for him. But, you know, I think it's a good sign to see him on the ice and wanting to be around the team and being out in practice with us.
Was today his first skate? Sometimes they skate on their own before joining you.
No, he skated on his own. I could be wrong here, but probably at least two times before this, yeah.
So good to see Robert Thomas back on the ice skating. No timeline on when he might be able to come back. Obviously, the team has not been playing very well with him gone. So Bannister was asked whether or not he feels like this team can win games without having Thomas available.
I mean, obviously, like we can sit here and say, you know, Robbie's a big part of the team. Like, of course he is, you know. But, you know, the forward group there, we've had success with them, and I believe in this group. And, you know, we can't wait for Tomer to come back. We have to start winning games now with the guys that we have in our lineup. And, you know, I know the guys believe in that group. And when we play to our potential and the way we need to play, we have success. And, you know, adding Tomer to that when we're playing well, we're a heck of a hockey team. But we just got to make sure that, you know, before he comes, we got to make sure we take care of our own business.
They have not played to their potential very much this year, and they obviously are missing Robert Thomas, but that doesn't mean that this group can't go out and win some games and score some goals. It just really isn't happening right now. So I mentioned to you that there was a roster move today, as the team has brought up from their AHL team in Springfield. Leo Loof is going to be with the club moving forward, and Bannister talked about what he brings to the team.
Talking to some of the coaches down, you know, he's been steady down there, and that they've had some injury problems down there too, whether it's on their back end or up front. But he's been playing simple, kind of what we saw here when he came in and played some real good games for us, you know, keeping it simple and moving pucks and playing physical.
As far as just what this means for the team, obviously they still don't have Nick Leddy. He's been out for a while. When he first went down with injury, the indication was that it wasn't going to be that long. Lower body injury, back soon. He's not going to go on this trip, so he's going to be out for a while longer. And this is really all the update that could be given on Leddy.
He's just continuing to, you know, do rehab and get his injury back to where he can play. And I think when we look back at it, we didn't realize how long it would take. And that's, you know, probably why we said it was day-to-day at times. And it's obviously gone a lot longer than that. And it's just, you know, it's the nature of the injury that you don't know where you're going to be with. And he's just continuing to rehab. And he's been on the ice too. But we're just trying to build his strength up, and he'll continue to rehab and see the proper doctors to get it fixed and ready to play.
So is he going to stay here during the trip?
He will be staying here, yeah.
Just to be clear with him, that wasn't a one-time thing, right? Because you said it had nagged him the day before. And that kind of
I think it was something that kind of built up through possibly a little bit of training camp and then some of the games. And he was trying to play through it, thinking that eventually would get better. But, it kind of went the other way on him, where it was getting worse and he wasn't able to play, and it was affecting his play.
So let's really get into where this team is at right now, because we've talked about it a lot. There's a lot of frustration. They're not playing good hockey. They're making losing plays right now. They just got done with a five-game homestand where they only won twice, and one of those wins was against Toronto. The one team they seem to beat is Toronto. They can get up for their former coach, but they can't get up for anybody else. And now they're about to hit the road for three games. They'll play Buffalo, Boston, and Carolina. Bannister said that this road trip can show something about this team.
I think this is a good opportunity. I mean, when you're down like this, I think you find you really find out a lot about your team. And what I know about this group is they're a resilient bunch, and they're going to keep pushing. And I think last night after 40 minutes we felt good about our game, and we showed resiliency, and some of the things that we talked about the few days before as far as our game or our team game, guys were doing that, and I thought our PK was outstanding, and our power play kind of fed off that and scored two big goals for us. And now it's just focusing on the highs and lows that whether it's wins and losses or in the game, and just playing with more of an even keel and pushing through the tough times.
So that's Drew Bannister talking about this road trip coming up. And as he continued to talk about the road trip, he did talk a little bit about the team's mindset going into the trip.
I think if we look at yesterday's game, like the first 40 minutes, I thought we showed a lot of resiliency in different situations. I thought the first 3 or 4 minutes, guys were playing on their toes, and we had a couple chances. We hit a post to kind of create separation, and I think it's just having that mindset for 60 minutes, and the willingness to play in tight games and be able to win those games, and that the chances will come. And when we get pushed, we got to be able to push back. Meet pressure with pressure, and I think that's something that we got to push through ourselves and find that extra level when we need it.
We talked about getting more offense last night, mm-hmm. but how do you get this team, I think it's 9 times out of 16, 2 goals or less, mm-hmm. to not be at the end of the night talking about what we didn't get inside, we yep. didn't get second opportunities. How do you get to the point where you are scoring?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of continuing to watch video and see the areas that we can improve on and get it closer to the net and shoot more pucks, be more direct at times. And a lot of that's fed from how you enter the zone to how you forecheck to get your ozone set up. And at times yesterday, I thought, we were forcing plays that wasn't able to set up in the ozone. And Boston's a tough team. They've always been, good defensively. They don't give up a lot. So you have to be patient, too. Like, you might not get a ton of chances, but when you do, you have to make sure that you take advantage of them. But you have to be patient. You're not going to get a lot of chances against that team. So, you have to be patient in those times. And again, have the mindset that if it's a 1-0 game and you're willing to play in a 1-0 game and you're happy with it, we should. It's 2 points, it's 2 points.
That's Drew Bannister, bluntly, kind of more of the same from him. At some point, I think we're at the point now, what you say doesn't matter so much. We'll continue to play for you what he says so you know, but it's got to be followed up with action on the ice, and we'll see how they do on this upcoming road trip. One more break, we'll come back, we'll wrap up hour number one of the program. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, our good friend Amy Markscorse is going to be with us to talk hockey. We call her Hockey Amy when she is talking hockey. If you don't know, she used to be part of the Blues broadcast team when the Blues were here on KMOX. By the way, I asked people whether or not I should start throwing out this narrative, and I got a little pushback, so I won't mention it too often, but the Blues have not been especially good since their games were no longer airing on KMOX. I mean, is there a curse? You leave the station, you go, well, is there a curse? Just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there. I won't mention it too terribly often, but just saying things. Amy's going to join us coming up next hour. Katie Shields, the head coach of the St. Louis University women's soccer team, she's going to join us next hour as well. We encourage you to somehow, some way, get connected with the Gas House Gang on an everyday basis, Monday through Friday, so every weekday basis, here on KMOX and via our social media channels. We do replay it at night, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, so a little bit more than an hour from now. Myself and Tom Ackerman have you today. Kevin Wheeler, Bernie Miklas part of it as well. Tuesday through Friday, we pair up. On Monday, it's all four of us doing nothing but Cardinals baseball. But also, I encourage you to, whether you're subscribing via YouTube or just making sure that you're connected on social media channels, whatever it might be, make sure you're connected to it. You can watch it live, and that's one of the things we're doing more of, taking your comments. So if you watch it live on YouTube or on Facebook or on Twitter, you can comment to us in real time, and we'll address your comments. So it is the Gas House Gang. Comes your way live every day at noon on our social media channels, and then we run at 8 o'clock here on KMOX. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.